Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Donna Paige Riley, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. It's Sunday, October 26, 2008, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Atlanta. It has certainly been a beautiful day here today, and I hope that it's been the same for wherever you're listening. Now, today's topic is an open forum. Whatever etiquette topic you'd like to discuss. So just think about what you'd like to discuss, and I'll give you our call-in number, which is area code 347-324-3295-347, 324-3295, or you may send us an email if you prefer. And you can send that email to info@pagesetiquette.com. Again, info@pages, PAIGESETIQUETTE.com. Now, also wanted to bring on our co-host, Denise. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Donna. How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing well.
Great, great. Well, we're so excited returning back this week. We were, of course, off last week, and the reason for that, of course, is my goddaughter, Summer Nicole Andrews, produced her very first fashion show event, which was really, really unique, to the point where it was actually a fashion show on skates.
Oh,
and that
wow.
Yeah. And, of course, all the models were modeling on roller skates. And, of course, needless to say, they were great skaters because nobody fell or any of that stuff.
Wonderful.
Then some of her intermission entertainment was really, they were really great. There were a couple of guys that they did skate dancing and these guys did all sorts of spinning on skates, and, I mean, the audience was just really, really wild. That was so incredible, and I am, of course, really proud of Summer to see how she's gone from, I think it was 4 or 5 when she first came through my Charm and Modeling course, and she participated, of course, in fashion shows. I remember in one of the fashion shows, she might have been about 3. She didn't really want to go out there, and her dad kind of went backstage with her, and I'll never forget, she finally went out. She had this little polka dot, little two-piece bathing suit. It was too cute. So I guess after she got over that fear, you know, she was okay, because she then participated in one of my preteen pageants, and she did well, and of course, now she's producing her own shows.
What a wonderful mentor you are.
Oh, thank you. It's just been wonderful. I'm just so proud of her. And so she has her own label, which is Glamour Plus Entertainment. So you guys out there listening, look out for more great things from Summer Andrews and Glamour Plus. And her boyfriend is one of her business partners as well. The name escapes me of the other company that they have, but they're certainly doing a great job. So I'm excited, but even more so excited to be back with you out there. And, of course, you know, as we do every week, we like to just kind of talk about, for the new listeners, we like to take a moment to just talk about what etiquette is. I mean, they know the show is titled What is Etiquette Anyway? So etiquette is just basically a set of rules of behavior, and, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Isn't that what we all want? And, of course, the word etiquette itself comes from a French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, therefore making these rules requirements of behavior everywhere. So just always like to add in, if you have good etiquette, then you have the ticket to society. And, you know, when we're handing out tickets to society, definitely want to be in line. How about you, Denise?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago we talked about etiquette. We talked about etiquette from a spiritual perspective, and
mm-hmm.
our special guest that we had on was Reverend Stanley Crawford, and that was his second time joining us. He did a great job, and actually got an email response back. It says, "Etiquette Lady, Reverend Crawford, thanks for the discussion last week. It really made me look at myself and stop being judgmental regarding other people's actions." And that came from Carolyn from Marietta. And what she's talking about, for those of you that may not have been with us 2 weeks ago, what she's talking about is there was a couple emails that we received were basically kind of, I think one, Denise, correct me if I'm wrong, I think one had to do with a deacon. Someone had said, what should you do when you speak to a deacon and they don't speak back or
mm-hmm.
something? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of, I think the email author actually was thinking that maybe the deacon was kind of in a category of maybe the holier-than-thou thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so Reverend Crawford was explaining that oftentimes, you know, people have different things on their mind and they may not have heard her speak and that kind of thing. So that was really good because, you know, we do sometimes find ourselves in that, you know, sitting in that judgmental seat without really, really knowing. So he brought up some really good points, and that was great. Well,
yeah, I liked how he talked about, you know, people are, deacons are human, you know, and preachers are human. And sometimes people have a lot on their minds. They may have been thinking of several different things at the same time and on their way to do something. So, again, like you said, they may not have heard that person speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing that I got out of it too, Donna, was that, you know, you continue to speak to them, you know, as you would to anyone, and don't hold grudges like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he made some really points and some things that make you want to really think. Well, let me see. We're going to go to our first caller here and see who we have. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? How are you? Hello? Okay, I think she may be on either a cordless or a speaker.
Hello?
Okay, now we can hear you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, just doing just great. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? What can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
Andrea, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, hi, Andrea. Say hello to Denise.
Hello, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andrea. What's on your mind today?
Okay. I need to know how to
lot. Sounds like you have a lot.
I just need to know how to politely tell someone to leave me alone. At school, there's this older gentleman. He's about 20 years older than our age group in class, and he's very aggressive. Like, if we're walking to lunch, he's like, "Hey, where are you going?" And, "Hey, we need to study together." And, "Hey, here's my phone number. Hey, can I have your phone number?" And we're doing EKGs where we're required to take our tops off. So we have to partner up with someone and practice. And that class starts at 12, but when I walk in at 8 o'clock in the morning, he's asking if he can practice on me. And it's like, how do I politely say, "Hey, calm down a little. You're a little aggressive." And he's putting himself in groups with me and very aggressive, and it's kind of frightening.
Sure.
And I don't know how to tell him to leave me alone.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, if it's that bad, which it sounds like he might be a little overbearing, you might need to say, "Look, you know, I understand you want to partner up in a group, but, you know, I'm not really feeling comfortable, you know, with that." You can start by saying nothing personal, although, you know, it sounds like it is, but give him
okay.
the benefit of the doubt with the first try. And, you know, just tell him that. And if he still persists and continues to be very aggressive, then tell him, "Look, I appreciate you wanting to partner with me and, you know, work on projects and study together. Thank you, but no thank you." And then you can smile and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because he sounds like he might be just a little too aggressive. But, you know, I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt the first time. But after making them aware of, okay, this is not a good situation here, I'm going to tell you nicely first time. And then if I need to tell you again, I'm going to be really direct. So,
I have one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm in class, it pees me when people ask me for help. Like, I don't mind helping you, but if our teacher just explained something 2 seconds ago, why are you asking me for help? Or if our teacher is asking if there's any questions, why are you looking to me asking me for help? How can I say, don't ask me for help? Like, not necessarily don't ask me for help, just pay attention, and you'd know instead of distracting me when she's discussing something else, when she just asks if you had any more questions.
Right. I wonder
how do I politely say, ask her and not me?
Sure. Now, is this one of your peers, and they're pretty much your age, maybe?
Yeah, and another thing is she breathes really hard, so that's another one of my pet peeves. Breathing really, so she's not only is she breathing hard while she's talking, she probably can't hear because she's breathing so hard. And it's like, I don't know how to be nice. I'm trying so hard to be nice.
Sure. Well, you might just want to tell her, you know, are you not able to hear, you know, what the professor is saying, or, you know, do you think that she may not be able to really break it down and explain it to you where, you know, where you can understand what she's saying? Evidently, she feels comfortable coming to you because you're actually, obviously, you're getting the information, and she knows that you're getting the information and you're able to process it. So, it could be one thing that she may not feel comfortable, you know, going to the professor because the way she explained it, she probably assumes that quite naturally she will explain it exactly the same way she did at first. And so instead of asking her to explain what she just said, she's probably thinking, well, you know, I know Andrea got it and, you know, she's real nice. I'll ask her to help me. But I would, you know, I would ask her that, you know, are you just, do you not want to ask the professor again to explain it to you so that you're understanding, you know, exactly what it is that she's saying? And I would, you know, get her response from that. Go ahead, Denise.
One other thing, Andrea, also, where does she sit in the classroom?
She sits right next to me.
But I mean in terms of, you know, where the teacher is or the instructor.
We're 2 tables away from her.
Okay. And, I mean, even at that, if she's not getting it, like you said, with her breathing so loudly, she may need to change seats or move a little bit closer. Now, I don't know if there's anybody else sitting in those seats, but that might be an option, is to have her, you know, change seats when she goes in, that, you know, into that class, and maybe she can hear a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, those are definitely some options I would try out.
You know, it might be sensitive for her for you to say, well, maybe you should sit a little closer. But, of course, you know, it's just a suggestion and being nice about how you say it.
And we always say on this show that it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. And that is so important because here again, we want to treat others the way we want to be treated. So we would certainly want someone to come to us and you know, be very cordial in
right.
trying to.
And I'm not sure what you can really do about her loud breathing. I know you said that was pretty annoying as well. It could be something medical or something else going on with her. So I'm not sure if you can do much about that part of her.
Well, Andrea, we're going to bring on another caller. You're welcome to stay with us if you'd like. And let's see. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, doing well. And, of course, we have an open forum. And what would you like to discuss?
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I just got hired. Well, not just. It's probably been like a month that I've been working at this particular job. And it's insurance, and there's, of course, you have your agent. So her breath smells really, really bad. And extremely bad. I mean, you know, it's kind of sad, but like my desk is in the front, and you could smell it every time she opens her mouth. You know that she opened her mouth because you get a whiff of something.
Hmm.
And it's like, oh, no, what am I going to do? So I offer gum, or if I go to the store or whatever during lunch break, I come back and I'll bring her Mentos. You know what those are? Because they're nice and good and chewy.
Right.
So I thought she would like the chewy things. And she would say, oh, no, that's okay. Thank you. I don't really eat things like that. You know, she's trying to watch the things that she does with her teeth. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I said, do you have, you know, we just started talking about teeth. So I asked her, do you have, like, any kind of medical reasons why you can't, you know, chew or eat certain things? And she said, no. I'm like, oh, okay. So I struck out there. So she doesn't want gum. She doesn't want mint. And she likes to, she's very nice, and she likes to talk in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and honestly, it's hard to, and I, you know, I notice it's bad, but it's hard for me to keep things down. Like, after I eat, I try to make sure I stay away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how bad it is. It's like, it's really, really hot, and it's like, usually you can go to your human resource department or something, but there's nowhere to go. And you're new, and you're not just going to tell this person you have bad breath.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this a supervisor, your manager, or is this a coworker, or
the
what
actual
is this?
Agent? That will be my boss.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, has anyone? Well, obviously, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Has anyone else experienced this with her, and, you know, other people are talking about it, or?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you could smell it outside.
Wow.
If she's inside the office, the whole office smells absolutely horrible, and I keep, like, little air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
So every time she talks, you know, I try not to do it in front of her. It's kind of hard, but every time she talks, I kind of spray. And so she thinks that I have, like, kind of OCD or something.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that I just, you know, this is something I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because of her breath.
Sure, sure. You're going to have to say something to her, since you said that there's no HR person, because Denise, that's usually who would pretty much address this type of thing, right?
Yes, that is correct. And, yes, I have done it before. it is kind of tough and it's sensitive. But, yes, like Donna said, you will need to address it because it's not going to change seemingly, and you just, like we talked about earlier, just talk about it in a nice way and let her know that it is something that is bothering you. I mean, she may have a medical condition again. She may have something going on with her gums or something. And do you all have, like, dental coverage?
Yeah, should I tell her maybe to go to the dentist?
Well,
or because I mean, I was very close to saying, sweetheart, I just ate. You cannot talk to me right now, please.
Sure.
Yeah, and I know you don't want to really be like that, but I mean, if it does get to you. But the thing is to let her know that it is something that is offensive, and you know, it's a tough one. You just have to be very sensitive when you're speaking to the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if I don't want to lose my job?
Right.
You know, this is somebody that doesn't know me well, and I don't know her well, and you don't know how she'll take it to say, you know, you really need to do something about that, because that's horrible. I mean, it's bad.
Right. But
it's worse than it smells like. Body odor and everything mixed in the one coming out of her mouth.
Wow. She could have an issue going on with her stomach as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would do if I were in that position, and if I've been in that position a few times, not really voluntarily. I've at a company before, they just all kind of voted for me to tell the person, you know, what was going on. They were like, oh, you're so nice, but I'm not the HR person, but I know, but you're really nice. And so, you know, I've had to do this. But what I would do is just, you certainly want to pull her over to the side where this has to be a private conversation, and just tell her the reason that in the past that you have offered her a mint, or the reason that you've offered her gum, and you understand that she can't eat it for any particular reason, but just kind of tell her, well, the reason I did this is basically because I don't know if you realize it or not, but your breath, you know, sometimes is really offensive, and I would certainly want someone to tell me that if, you know, I were if it were myself, I would certainly want someone to share that with me. And a lot of times people say if your breath stinks, then you usually can smell it, but I mean, she could have other.
I think she's immune to it.
Oh, she could be. So, then no one has probably said anything to her in fear of, you know, either losing their job or not being tactful enough. But I would try that approach with her, just, you know, to tell her the reason that you've, in the past, that you've offered her gum or mint is to freshen her breath. And, you know, it's just, and she may not be aware of it, but it's a little offensive. And then you certainly want to remind her once again that if I were in that, you know, in that position, I would certainly want someone to tell me. And
is there anywhere else that I could look for a job just in case she takes that the wrong way?
Well, I mean, if she does, if you're in the insurance industry, and are you an agent, or are you becoming an agent?
No, I'm becoming an agent, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, sometimes it's like, it's just the way the economy is. Sometimes I just think it's better just to hold my breath and let her breath smell the way it does.
Sure. Well, I mean,
that's
up to you.
That.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Well, I thank you guys so very much for all of your help and your effort, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to stick to my guns, and I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and please.
Well, why don't you let us know how that works out? Call us.
I definitely will.
Okay.
I will. Okay, thank you, ladies, so very much.
And thank you all, and thanks for listening, and we'll look forward to hearing back from you. A great report.
I'll call you next week.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
You're welcome.
Okay, Denise, that was quite interesting. So, and a lot of times it's such a fine line because you don't want to be offensive to anyone, but you have to say some things. And
the thing with her is the fear of retaliation.
Sure.
And with them not having an HR person, that becomes even more tough to even try to do, but said, talking to her, pulling her to the side, being very nice about it, of course, and explaining that this is why I gave you the mints or offered the mints and the gum. If it doesn't work, I'm sure that this young lady will find something else if that should happen, but I would hope that anyone who is being told something like that would say thank you,
right?
And I appreciate you telling me, because nobody else has said anything, and I do appreciate it.
Right, absolutely. Well, I'm going to go to an email here that we have gotten. It says, "Etiquette Lady, a few weeks ago you discussed driving etiquette. What should you do when the person in front of you lets several people who are trying to get out into traffic, they let everybody out?" And you know, of course, we always talk about making sure that you're polite, and if someone's trying to turn in front of you or they're signaling in front of you, to let them move in. And what this sounds like is just they must have experienced, and this is from, it says Jasper from Gainesville. It sounds like evidently this person has really good manners, good etiquette, and they're, you know, letting people out. Usually you do want to let, you know, maybe one or two people out and then go on, because you have to be considerate of the people that are behind you as well. And it kind of reminds me of my son, Jarrett, when he was younger and I was teaching him to make sure that he held the doors, the entrance doors and things as people were coming in. Well, what would happen sometimes, he may have been, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 or something, we would have gone into the supermarket, and then after we get in, I mean, after I kind of got in and I get the cart and I'm looking, I'm turning around, looking back, trying to find him, and he's still holding the door open for for people to come in. So I had to explain to him that it's okay, you know, to hold the door open for the next, you know, maybe 2 or 3 people that come in, and then whoever's coming in, let them go ahead and do it. So he had to understand that. So that just kind of puts me in the mind of that. So to me, the response is twofold. I'm excited to see that someone is being courteous, especially driving, because we dealt with a lot of driving, you know, rude behavior. And if you drive, you unfortunately, you observe and experience poor driving etiquette on a daily basis. So so this was good in terms of really knowing someone is actually letting people out, because most people just don't do it. It's like everybody's in a hurry, you know, just everybody, just nobody has time. And we all do have the same amount of time, and it's just nice to be nice and polite. Let's see, there is another email. It says, Etiquette Lady, what's the general rule for RSVPing? Well, the basic rule for RSVPing is to RSVP and call. Of course, RSVP means Respondez S'il Vous Plaît. A lot of times people don't realize this, but you are to call whether you are going to be able to attend or not. A lot of times people will call if they're going to attend, and a lot of people don't know that they're supposed to call them either way. Right. And let me stress, RSVPing is extremely important, especially with the holidays coming up, and there are a lot of holiday parties. And generally when planning, you know, people always ask for RSVP. So, and your invitation is to you and it does not necessarily say a guest, don't just show up with the guest. When you call to RSVP, ask if it's okay to bring a guest. And the same thing with children. You know, sometimes there may be a RSVP for 2 people and then they bring their 3 children. And it's like, okay, I didn't know they were coming. So it is extremely important to, and that's a really good question. To RSVP, to call, confirm that you are coming or you regret that you're unable to attend, and making sure that when you go, you don't show up with any surprises. Well, wow.
And also, you know what? I know it's almost time, but to add to that, Donna, making sure you have the right dress code down, too, for the event.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that, too, that's a good point, Denise. And oftentimes that is listed on the invitation as well. So that is very important. If it says semi-formal or formal, you don't necessarily want to show up in your little casual, you know, attire. Mm-hmm. And if it's business casual, you don't want to show up in a formal dress, which I attended an event before. It was business casual. I thought I was in the wrong event because so many people had these sequins on, and I'm like, what
is this?
Yes, it was really interesting. But the invitation specifically said business casual.
My sister is a Delta, and they do a ball in February generally. I haven't attended in the last few years, but people would come, and it's always formal, and people would come in jeans. This is in a small town, and
that is
I'm thinking, wow, it doesn't matter if it's a small town or not.
God, Denise, we're almost out of town. We're almost out of town. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. You all out there, thank you so much for listening again to What is Etiquette Anyway. We appreciate you. Make sure you feel good about yourself. Be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. And remember to just treat others like you want to be treated. Again, thank you all for listening. We look so forward to being with you again on next Sunday at 7:30. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night, and God bless.